deal now with Mr. Guimat. Guimat, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in this project?
I'm the executive director of the Canadian Foundation for Cross-Cultural Dialogue, and it's the foundation that was tasked with this project to make sure that we are going to celebrate the 175th anniversary of Sir Wilfrid Laurier, one of our great prime minister.
Why did you choose to celebrate Sir Wilfrid Laurier?
It's a good point. In Canada, we receive about 300,000 new immigrants every year. And we also believe that there's a big lack of understanding of the history of our country. We don't talk about this very much here. There's no myth related to our history. So we believe it was important to celebrate some of those people that did make this country great.
I know that this project is the result of the partnership with different partners. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Oh, so many partners were necessary to do this and still are. First, I will say NCRA, of course, the National Campus and Community Radio Association. I think you know those people. So, because we are going to use you and social media to make it known across the country. We have a website at laurier175.ca where people can go and there's quiz and contests and they can win prizes and things like that. We work with Canadian Parents for French. We work with ACPI, l'Association Canadienne des Professeurs d'Immersion. We work with the Canadian Teachers Federation. So we work with a whole, about 20 organizations, different organizations to let people know about this great Canadian.
And about the project, actually, it looked like something new approach, innovative, like something that's serious, but something that the youth people, they can really enjoy it, like an experience. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we did two things with this project. First, we did a comic book. So both in French and English, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful comic book that is also that you can get in paper. But also, if you don't want to buy it, you can even go on the website and you can see it there, and you can even print it if you want to at your own home. We also made a animated series on this. So we took some of those pictures from the comic book and made animated capsules, so clips that people can watch and hear Sir Wilfrid talk and his wife and kids who are trying to understand what he brought to Canada. So we also have a teaching guide. So there's all kind of stuff that can be used by teachers and by the youth and by the population in general. So it's good from 7 to 77 years old. I'm sorry for those who are 78.
That it looked like a really right connection between the past and between the modern world, and especially for the youth people that don't really know the past very well. And what about the connection with the different part of different communities in Canada? How do you think that it's going to impact those?
Well, we have to remember that Monsieur Laurier is the one, Sir Wilfrid is the one who created, made sure that the province of Saskatchewan and Alberta were created. He's the one also to made sure that there would be a railway link that would go across Canada, that would be able to bring people from the east to the west, to be able to have all those farmlands used up. And why not use them? Because if we don't use them, the Americans are going to go up and going to take them over. So it was a way for him to make sure that this young country would be a great country in the future. He's the one who said the 20th century is going to be Canada's century. And I think he was totally right.
What about the school board? Do you think that it's a project that can be included in this school program, in the near future?
It should be in the current programming, because when we made the teaching guides, we did this in concertation. We looked at the different curricula from the different provinces to see how it would fit within those particular curricula. So it can now already fit in some courses, especially at the secondary level.
Wow, that's wonderful. And I think that the momentum is right with the 150th anniversary is coming in. It couldn't be the best time to launch that project.
I think Sir Wilfrid would be very glad to be here today, would be proud of his country, and he would be proud that after helping making it, it's now the 150th anniversary of this great country.
I bet you he wishes he had a time machine.
Oh, you're so good. She read the comic book in which it starts with a time machine to travel time, and yes, he would. And if you go to the Laurier House in Ottawa and you go and visit that, you will see Sir Wilfrid. He doesn't look a day older than 175.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Guimat. It looked like something really positive that you're bringing in today.
And look at the website, laurier175.ca, and you'll see how interesting it is about him and how you can participate in contests, quizzes, and win a prize.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.